This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares about life in the Holy Land.
The God-given commandment to love your neighbor as yourself is shown in every area of life in Israel. The unity, harmony, and mutual support fostered by those biblical words are what keeps our spirits high in the face of the often bleak reality of our situation. Despite the isolation that Israel has been pushed into by so many people in the international community, the people of Israel never feel alone. We have one another, we have God, and we have our faithful Christian friends and supporters, which gives us the strength and confidence to go on. I remember one time when I was walking in the pouring rain without an umbrella, a woman pulled over in her car and insisted on driving me home. In Israel, the thought of a mugging occurring on the street with no one intervening is unthinkable. If an elderly person falls on the street, you can count on people rushing to help her up. Here in Israel, we are brothers and sisters, and our actions towards one another reveal that. This strong kinship shows through in the immediate moments after a terrorist attack. Instead of people running away from the chaos and carnage, people run from all directions towards it. Almost anyone in Israel would risk their life to save a victim of terror. When one person hurts, the entire country feels their pain. Despite the ongoing terror and bleak predictions in the media about our future, the nation of Israel is strong and confident. We have each other, we have friends like you, and we have God.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.